Detail Concrete.
Oh, hi, Simon. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just looking at your account, and I saw that you had gotten some Facebook messages, and now you're wanting to cancel?
Yeah, so I was supposed to have a 1 o'clock meeting. That never happened. I've tried multiple times to contact somebody from Local Splash. Nobody's ever available. The ads that were posted were never gone. We were never sent any kind of a proof to see if that was even something we'd approve of.
Mm-hmm.
So just everything about the experience has not been great. And we want to cancel, and we'd like to get a refund.
I see. Okay, so I need to go over some options with you, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the initial payment is a non-refundable amount, and that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we do start, you know, all the programming and content creation. Now,
there was no programming or content creation. And that's the thing. And if I need to, I can just dispute the charges on my credit card.
You can go that route, but it will be denied only because we have your e-signature agreeing to it. But I do want to give you a couple of options, if I may, because the initial concern about getting messages that there's copyright infringement on your Facebook, those are scam messages. So those people...
Yeah, and I'm aware.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, they'll reach out to you and try to scare you. And then if you call them, they're going to say, oh, well, we can fix that for you. It's just going to cost you more money. So they're just trying to get you to sign up with them. So, you know, you could disregard them. But I also want to let you know that there is tons and tons of programming being done on the account. There's so many notes on your account. First page placement on Google, it takes 30 to 45 days. Right? So
I'm not interested in any of it anymore. So we want to cancel right now.
Okay, I can do that. One option, if I may, if you wanted to, and I think you're pretty set on canceling, so I don't think this is going to work, but if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly.
It was already supposed to be that way.
It was
and this should have
be.
Already been, yeah, and this should have already been in the notes, but yet we were charged an additional for the Facebook ads. And when I questioned about it, I was told that it would be next month, and then we would be refunded that amount of money. So
really, who did you question about that? Because I could pull that call recording. Was it John, the person that originally signed you up, or was it the next person?
It was. I believe I spoke with John because he called me back on that. I've tried to get in contact with John through his extension 544, but nobody is making
out of the office today and yesterday, because that's why they sent the account to me. They said he's out of the office. Can you please follow up? So I don't know, you know, if he has a vacation or if he's sick, but I know that he's not been in the office for the last couple of days. But typically, if you leave a message, you know, someone does call you back within one business day.
Well,
And I
even scheduled online through the portal at 1 o'clock, and nobody's reached out.
They have that on there, but it says it's 1 Pacific time, which would be 4 your time. I see that in the notes. It says this account is scheduled for a call at 1 Pacific time. No, because it's only 11:23 at Pacific time right now.
Well, we still missed the mark then.
We missed the mark.
2:23 right now.
Eastern but it was scheduled for 1 Pacific time. So that would be 4 Eastern time. So I think that that's where the problem is. But
regardless, I think before I have any more sales pitches, we're done. We don't want to continue. We haven't been pleased. So we'll just leave it at that, and I want to cancel.
Okay. I'll respect that and I'll do it. The one thing I wanted to suggest, only because I wanted to go back and see who promised to refund you, you know, $100 for Facebook ads. That's not something we typically do because we don't even have $100 for Facebook ads because we sent that money to Facebook, right? So that money has already been spent out of your programming. But if that was the case, what I could do is I could take the Facebook ads off and issue you $100 credit for next month, which means that if you wanted to continue. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say because it is always the second month, Simon, that you see the program pop and come to full fruition and get client calls from Google. And that's just a way for you to get some more bang for your buck, you know, because you're still on a month-to-month program. So you could cancel the program if you didn't like it, you know.
Yep, and that's what we want to do.
Okay, so you're set on doing it now. Okay, I will process the cancellation, and I do apologize. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything else moving forward, just call me, but I will, you know, process it and you'll get a confirmation within the next couple of minutes that the account's been canceled. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And have a really great rest of your week too.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Simon.